is the special John Mack rant for CLS coming to you from high above beautiful Lake Osceola in downtown Jefferson Valley, New York. This is John McMullen, John Mack to some, welcome you to a special John Mack radio rants, an explanation of producing an internet radio show using the Blog Talk Radio service. This special radio show was prepared for session 6 of the Center for Lifetime Studies course, Be the Media, describing how the internet may be used to publish articles, newspapers, and books, and to produce podcasts, radio shows, and video presentation. I use Blog Talk Radio in two ways, to create a weekly show, the John Mack Radio Show, in which I interview people of interest to me. The 190 shows to date have included interviews with journalists, including 3 Pulitzer Prize winners, poets, including the Poet Laureate of the state of Missouri, authors, academics, including former Marist College president Dennis J. Murray, and public officials. The links to the recording of those episodes, each running an hour or more, may be found at www.johnmack13.com. And John Mack is J-O-H-N-M-A-C. That's www.johnmack13.com under the radio show tab. I also have the ability to bring callers into the show. An example of the weekly radio show is my conversation last Sunday with John Charles Chick Donahue, co-author with ex-Daily News columnist Joanna Malloy of the just-published The Greatest Beer Run Ever, A True Story of Friendship Stronger Than War. Chick, an old friend, has been a high school dropout, United States Marine, GED diplomat, the merchant seaman, the bar owner, the sand hog, the Harvard MPA, the Teamster official. I'm just saying that again. During the show, some of the people that he brought beer to in combat zone in Vietnam joined us on the show. To produce an occasional John Mack radio rants of various lengths, allowing me to hold forth on a particular topic, this broadcast is a John Mack radio rant. The number of people listening to the show live to their computers, tablets, or phones by either keying in to a URL or by calling a phone number. If they use the phones, they may be brought in live onto the show at my discretion to join the conversation as mentioned above. Most, however, listen to the show at a later time through the use of a URL. In that case, the broadcast takes on an aspect of a podcast. However, the power of the broadcasting aspect allows me to add features not generally found in a podcast. For instance, I have the ability to add audio clips that I can call up during the show or automatically play at the beginning. When this rant began, you heard Henry Mancini's recording of the theme from the TV show Peter Gunn. This clip automatically starts every show. Why? Because I like him. During the show, I have the ability to play any of the many clips that I've stored in my library, from Count Basie's April in Paris, to Creedence Clearwater's Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
George M. Collins, or really Jimmy Cagney, give my regards. Bye-bye.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with that old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ever.
Or for a change of pace after the very loud, to the Eagles, peaceful, easy feeling.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown, and I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around, 'cause I got a
my favorite band, the Eagles. Or to one that I play at the show of any at the end of the show of anyone that I have with someone from my old neighborhood, Inwood. Side west side all around town. Rosie. Then bridges falling down, boys and girls together, me and Mamie a rock. This night's fantastic on the sidewalks of New York. Some may remember that years ago, when we were all young, there was a show on Sunday mornings called the Children's Hour. It was sponsored by Horn and Hart Radio and by Horn and Hart, the Automat and the food place, who at that time had the legend of Less Work the Mother. The show was hosted by Ed Hurley, and the song that was played every week was The Sidewalks of New York. So as you can see, there's much more, even with the music. Then I could have special effects, or I could also pump in things I pre-recorded right in the middle of this. I had the poem that I had written a long time ago about the fellow that I just interviewed, and I had played that, and we talked about that. So there's a whole lot that you can do with this. I hope this will encourage people to go to Blog Talk Radio and to try it out. As I mentioned in the earlier in a PowerPoint presentation, there is a cost to each. However, there's a 30-day free trial. I think that I get my money's worth because I enjoy the weekly radio show. I'm a radio junkie, just as I'm a newspaper junkie. So I get something out of it. So I hope it's right on. A bit of commercial information. My books are available at Amazon and my blog at medium.com and published the daily John Mack News of the Day. Send any comments or questions to me about any of this, or the show in general, to johnmack13@gmail.com. And in the words of Mets radio announcer Howie Rose, after the Mets win, put it in the book. I hope you'll join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday evening, for my next interview. That's May 21st. By clicking http://www.blogtalkradio.com/johnmack13/2017/the-weekly-john-mack-johnmack-show on your browser. Now, I will put that up on the slide to have it. And or by dialing 646-716-9756 on your telephone. And that is 646-716-9756. Join us each week at 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. The URL obviously changes every week, but the telephone number remains the same. Okay, Bill Doggett, take us off. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba